This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a bunch of you have Christmas candy that you still probably haven't completely eaten. And if so, that's pretty good. I do. I have been very good to 5 days out from after Christmas, still have candy that I haven't eaten. I'm trying to diet, doing as good a job as I can. And I love dark chocolate. Especially Hershey's. Hershey's Special Dark. You know how they have those little miniatures? I remember as a treat, and it was a rarity because they were expensive. Chocolate was expensive. My father would bring some home, and they would have the little bitty ones, and you could eat. My father liked the good year. I guess they have the peanuts. I don't like peanuts. He liked those. One of my siblings liked the crackle one, and I liked either the regular or the dark. And the dark chocolate, it just has that tang to it. It's amazing. Well, some recent research has discussed that some of these dark chocolates may have toxic metals. And now a man in New York is suing Hershey's, alleging that they continue to market products containing harmful levels of these metals. The metals in question are lead and cadmium. Nassau County resident Christopher Lazzaro filed a proposed class action lawsuit on Wednesday, saying he would not have purchased the company's dark chocolate bars if it had disclosed the metal contents on its labels. He is seeking $5 million in damages, including at least $500 per transaction under New York law. The bars in question are the Lily's Extra Dark Chocolate 70% cocoa, Lily's Extreme Dark Chocolate 85% cocoa. Now, I don't like it when it's that much. Like, you know how Ghirardelli's may have a 70% and you're like, this doesn't even taste like chocolate. This tastes like a brick. No thank you. But dark cocoa, or cocoa that hasn't been mixed with all the milk and sugar to the degree that milk chocolate does have some health benefits. So you have many individuals looking for dark chocolate, because they're trying to get their sugar fixed as well as being healthy. This suit was filed a couple weeks after a recent probe found that dark chocolate bars from 28 different brands, like Hershey's, Ghirardelli, Lindt, Dove, Godiva, Trader Joe's, contained levels of the metals cadmium or lead. So Lazzaro said excess metal levels would turn off reasonable consumers because they pose a serious risk. So 23 of the bars listed in the probe by Consumer Reports, who's a watchdog, they said 82% of them had lead levels up to 2.5 times above and cadmium levels up to 3 times higher than I guess what would be allowed. Cadmium is a natural element found in soil. It is absorbed by the roots of the plant and ends up in cocoa beans. Lead per Daily Mail contaminates the beans through the environment, possibly when it's blown by wind in the surrounding areas as the beans dry in the open. I know once somebody, shows me what cocoa plants look like, I'm like, okay, this looks nothing like the bar where you open up the candy bar and then there's that foil wrap and then it makes a chip sound when you break off a piece. And, oh, my gosh, I love candy bars. I don't eat a lot of them, but, wow, they're yummy. So they say there is no national limit per the FDA on lead and cadmium chocolate bars. Consistent exposure, however, to these heavy metals do pose threats to your kidney, your brain, bone, lung, and especially with kids. We've have found lead, which is why we've removed lead pencils and lead paint, because it could affect their IQ, has been linked to hyperactivity. So dark chocolate, it's something that has been touted to be healthy because of the blood pressure. effects, the antioxidants, the flavonoids, or the flavanols. In fact, some studies have shown that eating dark chocolate can improve your alertness. A 100-gram sized bar has as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. People will be using chocolate to make themselves happier. I say it's because of the serotonin. The chocolate might give you a little bit of a serotonin bump. It is very temporary, though. But some people will eat their chocolate every day. And I maybe that's why I'm always in a good mood. I'm rarely in a bad mood. And it's because I try to get some chocolate in every day. Yep. I don't try to get Brussels sprouts. But so what was found in what? So according to Daily Mail, the Green and Black's organic dark chocolate, the 70% cocoa, there was 43% over a limit they used for lead, 81% for cadmium, which is a lot. Lily's had much less cadmium, but still had lead. Theo had lead and a lot of cadmium, 89% over the limit. Trader Joe's, their dark chocolate, Lover's Chocolate, had 129% over their limit of cadmium. Hershey's, WHO, Lindt, Godiva. So, you know, what I recommend is this. We are exposed to heavy metals. We're exposed to arsenic. We're exposed to benzene. We're exposed to a whole bunch of things. And we're exposed with our soaps, with our plastic. When you drink water from your water bottle, there's chemicals in that. There's chemicals in the food. When your food is cooked in a certain pan, there's metals that could be getting into that pan. That's why there's been some debate that maybe copper might be the healthiest. But you can get the Teflon. You can get metals in your food. So we have to go at this not by being paranoid to be metal-free. We won't be metal-free. But what we do need to do is try to diminish additional. Now, I like candy. I like candy bars, but they really shouldn't be eaten every day. We don't have scientific studies saying you need to consume a lot of this chocolate. And much of the, I think the special dark is only 30% dark chocolate of Hershey's. It's not going to be like the 70% Ghirardelli ones. So my recommendation is, you know, just keep your eyes open. Understand that a lot of what we're eating has crap in it, and just try to eat less of it. 1-877-DOCTOR. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I keep seeing these headlines, vaccine misinformation is driving the measles outbreak. Now, you know there's a measles outbreak. That's been going on in Ohio. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. But measles has been spreading. There's been about 82 cases of measles in central Ohio, all of whom are children that have gotten it. And the headline with CBS News said that more than half are unvaccinated babies and toddlers, which to me means almost half are vaccinated and are still getting it. But they've clarified a little bit, and now they believe almost all of them are under-vaccinated for measles. Columbus Public Health first announced the investigation about November 9th. There were 4 confirmed cases in a child care facility in Franklin County. All of those cases, they said, were among unvaccinated children with no travel history, of those 4. Then there were many more sites. The number has spiked, as of yesterday, there's been at least 82 cases, including 32 hospitalizations. All of those cases are among children 17 and below, 94% infecting infants, babies, and children up to the age of 5. Nobody's died, thank God. They say it appears that all of the children are at least partially unvaccinated, meaning they have only received one dose of the necessary two doses of the MMR for children unknown vaccination status. Children are recommended to get their first dose at about a year of age, and then their second one between 4 and 6 years old. So, measles, and we've spoken about this, and I'll tell you what I think in terms of the quote-unquote misinformation. They're using that term, and I hate when they do that because it's such a buzzword for SEO, the search engine optimization, but I'll tell you what's going on. But basically, just to run down measles, measles is a virus caused by the rubella. And you can get it from respiratory droplets, being in the same room, somebody breathing or spitting on you. The symptoms could appear 10 to 14 days after exposure. Usually it comes with a fever. You could get this rash that's very, very small, not big and blotchy, but a lot of little ones that can go throughout the whole body. They're usually flat. You have a dry cough, runny nose, eyes are red, sore throat. These little Koplik spots are white spots with red backgrounds in the inner cheek of the mouth. So we could diagnose measles. We don't even need a blood test if we see these spots. Most cases go away on their own. But unfortunately, some people could get inflammation of the brain, and it could even cause death. So there's a two-dose MMR vaccine. It's supposed to provide 97% protection. And the CDC wants all children vaccinated with it, especially if you're traveling. Make sure your family's fully vaccinated. If you've had the measles, you don't necessarily need vaccination. A lot of people who grew up in the 50s and before, because the vaccines came out in the 60s for this, most of them have an immunity. But if they've never had it, they could still be at risk. So my panties all get all up in a bunch when I see these headlines talking about vaccine misinformation. If a parent is not vaccinating their child, okay, doesn't anybody want to get a better idea as to why? We have been, over the past 3 years, bombarded with the concept that people believe misinformation, meaning they're dumb, meaning they're not educated. And if they were educated on the COVID vaccine or the measles vaccine or another vaccine, and they had the education, they would get it. Now, that might have some partial veracity to it, but has anybody even asked parents why they might be considering not vaccinating? I vaccinated my kids, but I asked parents who didn't want to vaccinate why. What is it about it? Well, I had a bad reaction to a vaccine. I don't want to take my chances. I don't want my child taking that chance. Is that misinformation? If a parent is worried about a side effect, that's not misinformation. Now, somebody could say, well, it is misinformation because the rate of side effects is so much lower than the rate of non-side effects. But it's not misinformation. If somebody thinks there's a 0.00001% chance, they're not wrong. In science, that means there's a risk. You know, when you take medication, a pharmaceutical, there's a whole slew in the prescribing information, whole slew of side effects that get listed. And how they come up with those is if anybody in the study reported any of those symptoms, they have to include it. Because they can't say 100% if it was something else. So if somebody says there's a risk to a vaccine, albeit I don't mind the risk, I'll take the risk, I want to get vaccinated. But if that person says that, they're not wrong. That's not misinformation. If a child got a vaccine, when my son did, he was on the floor lying there listless. I almost had to take him to the hospital. I don't know what the hell happened. We still gave him his vaccines. And boy, did I pray and pray every time. I still do. Every time they get a vaccine, I pray, and I just hope they don't get a reaction. But if a mom said, look, my child reacted really badly to the first shot, not the second, that's not misinformation. When it came to COVID, having somebody in our town have a severe blood clot and her having to have to be flown to a city that could assist her in trying to save her life and get her back on her feet and walking again, that's not misinformation when you say, you know what, I think I'm going to hold off for a little bit. So I need the media to stop saying misinformation. Misinformation to me is, well, if I get the vaccine, then I'm going to grow a third testicle. That I don't have any evidence for. I haven't seen any evidence for. That to me is misinformation. If somebody gives me the vaccine, I am going to be tracked by the Communist Party in China. And that, I believe, it's a theory. It's a theory that many people are entertaining, but I might consider that under the misinformation. But saying, I don't want to be the one in a million who get a side effect, that is not misinformation. And so if public officials want to return to a more robust vaccination protocol, quit insulting the parents and calling them stupid. That's not going to make them run their child in. In fact, it's going to make them more cautious and suspicious of you. I told you, the reason why I was against the mandate, I don't think you should force anybody to get a COVID vaccine, but one of the big side effects and issues that we were going to have, which I predicted and we did have, is people would distrust the vaccine. Once they said everybody needs to get it, just get it. I don't care if people are passing out and having anaphylaxis, everybody get it. That already started to make me nervous as a doctor. What they should have said is, hey guys, this is killing people. Here are the bodies. The hospitals are overwhelmed. We have a vaccine. All right, we're getting it. We suggest the sooner the better. But it's your choice. We're not going to force it. But this is why. That's less suspicious. Having a president say, if you get the shot, you won't get COVID, that's misinformation. Well, the other thing, too, is many parents, they don't go to the doctor anymore. They're online. They see doctors online. They don't take their kids into the doctor, so they're not getting their vaccines. That's not misinformation. They don't see a doctor. Don't call it misinformation if it's not misinformation. People are not going in for their doctor visits. I have parents all the time. They call with their kids, difficulty breathing, some issues, and I go, what did their pediatrician say? Oh, I haven't taken them in to see their pediatrician. Well, I'm not going to be able to solve the problem over the phone. You've got to take them in, then take them into urgent care. Fewer and fewer children see their pediatrician. Maybe it's the pediatrician's fault for not having, you know, accessible hours, not having enough staff, being overwhelmed with patients that they can't see everybody. And many parents out there feel it's a lot of vaccines getting stuck in their kids. I don't want to see anybody getting measles. We've done a really good job. But something else that needs to be entertained is, are we getting measles from the border? I know we're getting diseases come across the border. Nobody wants to talk about that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. There's a break in the case of the four University of Idaho students who were stabbed to death last month in the middle of the night in their apartment. NBC reports a 25-year-old man was arrested early this morning in central Pennsylvania. Quick reaction from former President Trump to the House releasing 6 years of his tax returns. He says it will lead to horrible things for so many people. It's starting to get back to normal at airlines and airports. Southwest, which canceled more flights than any other last week, says its schedule's back to near normal. A big warning about what could be another big spike in COVID cases, thanks to another sub-variant, this one called XBB.
It's more contagious than, frankly, any other version of the variant that has ever existed since the beginning of the pandemic.
Pulmonologist Dr. Vin Gupta says XBB is more sticky, that is, it stays in the nose and throat more effectively than previous versions of COVID. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the new year brings cold temperatures. It's cold. And every year I have to warn you guys about hypothermia. Many of you struggled with the most recent storm, especially in Buffalo. And we forget how deadly the cold can be. For New Year's Eve, people are wearing the cutest little shoes and the cutest little dresses and really good-looking outfits. They don't want to wear their thick, ugly winter coat. So, unfortunately, New Year's Eve, people froze, or people freeze all the time. And so, if you're not going to be wearing your gloves, your galoshes, your thermal underwear, your ski mask, your goggles, your winter coat, and earmuffs when you go outside to party, you could be at risk for hypothermia. CDC estimates 1,500 deaths each year occur due to hypothermia. So hypothermia is a dangerous drop in your body temperature, and it could occur within minutes. When last week they were saying to be careful with the winter storm because in 10 minutes you could already sustain hypothermia. It could be faster for some. Don't just set a timer and say, I'm good for 10 minutes. For some, it could happen within 1 minute. Hypothermia starts setting in usually if your body lowers its degrees to 95. You'll have shivering, increased respiratory, heart rate, confusion, sugar glucose stores get used up. So sadly, that makes matters worse because your body is trying to use as much energy to keep the body warm. We spoke a lot about frostbite and frost nip, where early frostbite is frost nip, where the blood is shunting from the fingers and the toes and the ears and the penis to the heart and the brain, such that you could lose your fingers and toes and penis and things like that that are out there and not getting the blood flow staying warm. So symptoms of hypothermia could be looking pale as the blood is shunting, shivering, muscle contractions, difficulty walking, inability to dress or remove clothing. That's a great sign. If you want to know if your buddy is getting hypothermic, ask them to zip or unzip their coat. And if they can't do it, they can't get their fingers and wrap their fingers around it, that's a sign. They might be stumbling, having difficulty speaking, walking. They may just not care. You'll be like, dude, look what's going on. What? I don't care. Or not say much. That could be a sign that they're hypothermic. In fact, oftentimes it mimics looking drunk. So New Year's Eve is always scary because people look sloshed while they're standing out there. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have the fireworks on the strip, and people are out there in the cold, freezing their butts off, drunk, and I don't like to talk when I'm cold. When I'm cold, I'm just kind of just standing there and trying to stay warm. But if somebody's next to you not talking, that could be a sign they're hypothermic. They might be stammering. They might confuse their words, slur their speech, have a slow reaction time, say they're hungry, appear sleepy, look uncoordinated. Don't just say, dude, how many shots did you have? They could be hypothermic. So it's not cool. So if you do suspect hypothermia, you need to call for medical assistance. You need to bring them indoors, put them in dry clothes, cover them in warm blankets, and wait for paramedics to arrive. You could warm the central parts of the body with, warm water. Don't use hot. Don't put boiling water on them. Avoid electric blankets because, remember, the skin is very delicate and already weakened because of the shunting of the blood. So you need to be very careful what you put on the skin. Not too hot of water. Hot water can be caustic. So I would use more warm water. Alcohol increases it. People, dry January is a great thing, but a lot of people aren't dry. They're not avoiding alcohol. They're drinking. So alcohol, sadly, can be an issue. So if you are going to be outside and it is cold weather, all right, wear multiple layers of clothing. Know your local weather ahead of time. Bring an extra pair of dry socks. Very easy to stick in your pocket. Jacket, pocket, purse. I know people don't, I don't wear socks because I'm wearing heels or something, but I'm going to be, wearing boots this weekend, and that's just, I wear boots anyway throughout January, so extra layer of socks. Try not to get wet. Don't let anybody splash you. Change your clothes if you work up a sweat. A lot of us are getting hypothermic because we're shoveling snow, and you get sweaty. When you get sweaty, you get wet. Always check with your medical provider. There's a lot of medical conditions that could predispose you to hypothermia, like low thyroid. And there's a lot of medications, narcotics, sedatives that could put you at risk for hypothermia. Keep an eye on your children. Keep an eye on your pets. Keep an eye on your older individuals, those with intellectual disabilities. Got to keep an eye on them because they could sadly get sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people are worried about what their electric bill and energy bills are going to cost. The Democrats claim that the Inflation Reduction Act is going to help everybody. But what experts are saying is, no, we're going to be paying more. There are taxes on oil and gas development, taxes on crude oil. That could be passed on to consumers. President Joe Biden signed the act into law in August. That's $473 billion of new spending on climate and health care. I'd like to see the hospitals. I don't see any new hospitals. I don't see any new medical centers. I'd like to see that. Middle-class Americans, though, are going to pay new taxes. Biden said he is not going to raise penalties on people earning under $400,000. But experts are saying, no, it will lead to taxes because the costs are going to be passed down. The bill includes $430 billion in spending, raises $737 billion over a decade in revenue, and projected to shave $300 billion off the deficit. That always confuses me when they say, if we're going to spend this money, it'll take money off the deficit. And I know they do some fancy tap dancing saying, look, guys, but here, you see, we're going to increase this growth, this is going to bring in this revenue, and I just don't buy it. I'm like, nothing ever seems to pan out. The House passed a 220 to 207 party line, squeaked through the Senate 51 to 50, and it does boost and bolster a lot of social programs from Biden's Build Back Better. They said it raises $265 billion by allowing the government to renegotiate with drug companies for lower Medicare prescription costs. That's nice. Its climate provisions include $369 billion, are supposed to cut carbon emissions by 40% from earlier levels. They also extend Affordable Care Act subsidies totaling $64 billion. So my health insurance is going up to $1,800 this month. $1,800 for three of us, because my older boy, he's has insurance through work. So basically what the subsidies do is you guys can charge as much as you like, and for those who qualify, we'll just help pay your high rate. It did nothing to lower health care costs. It did for the people who get the subsidies. But $1,800 a month for health insurance with a bad deductible? Come on. For climate, as I said, they're going to try and cut carbon emissions. There's a new excise tax on stock buybacks. There's a natural gas tax that's going to increase household energy bills, they say. The tax hike, according to the American Gas Association, is a methane tax that could result in a 17% increase in the average family's natural gas bill. So whenever these companies have to pay more, it gets passed on to your eye. Everybody's touting, look, we raised wages for Americans. We raised wages. Well, what did every restaurant, retail store do as a result? They raised prices. So you're paying more. And we're going to continue to pay more because there's no way to roll back the salary hikes. Same thing with the taxes. Biden said, I'm not going to raise taxes for those of you making $400,000 per year. And he could say, you see, I didn't do that. But if you're paying more anyway, yeah, you did have to pay more. So, yeah. Not sure how to save money when it's this cold and we need our heat. 1-877-DR-LE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I hope many of you have gotten home safe. We know it was a very, very tumultuous Christmas holiday. New Year's, we are expecting still some issues with flights, but Southwest Airlines says they are back and they're back up to speed. I'm looking right now, they only have 43 flights canceled today. Out of the 1,500 cancellations, or the 116, 1,500 worldwide, but 116 in America. Looks like people are trying to get their act together. I am expecting still a little bit of drama, but nothing like we had last week. So thank God. Hope people came home. Southwest CEO has said there's just no way to apologize enough. He understands it was pretty disastrous. They've been calling it a meltdown. Bob Jordan is the CEO. He said, this has impacted so many people, so many customers over the holidays. I'm extremely sorry for that. There's just no way almost to apologize enough. The reimbursements, as I told you guys, save your receipts and submit them. There are going to be reimbursements to cover rental cars, hotel rooms, meals, booking customers on other airlines. I've had my family members send theirs, not my immediate family, but the other family who had to travel and then had to get a rental car and go through extra expense. Save your receipts, submit them. I'll let you know if anybody gets reimbursed. Just thank God everybody's safe. They said we're offering refunds, covering expenses. We'll be going back out with even more after that. Beyond safety, there is no greater focus at this point than taking care of our customers, reuniting them with their bags, getting refunds processed. So the airline difficulties, as you know, started with that massive frigid winter storm. But then Southwest Airlines had a bunch of issues. They blamed on software. There might have been call outs, not enough staff, walkouts. Who knows? We just aren't getting the whole story. But 15,800 flights got canceled. Now we have a family member that's supposed to be flying in today. So far, so good. A couple of the flights are delayed, but so far, so good. I just want everybody to get here safe and do what they can. But as of Friday, they say they're up to their full schedule. Remember over the week they said they were just going to kind of cut back on some of their flights. Now they say they should be at full capacity. FlightAware has shown very few flights canceled. As I said, I have seen some delays, but that is normal this time of year. You know, a lot of us have to travel. I just got my Southwest flight for 3 weeks from now to go to a conference in Tahoe. I'm a little nervous. I'm not nervous flying with Southwest, to be honest, because I think they're going to be up and on top of it. I am very disappointed that this did happen, that nobody looked to see if the... You could always anticipate busy holiday travel. Why didn't anybody do a test run? Why didn't anybody check this? Where was Pete Buttigieg? Where was the Department of Transportation? Didn't they go, hey, guys, holiday's coming up. Let's just do a test run. Let's see what our software's doing. Quick checklist. Not exactly sure what happened. And I get sometimes there's power outages, but I think there were multiple issues that happened. And big part of it, people are saying, is they lost a lot of staff with the vaccine mandate, and they lost a lot of staff with some of these new rules and passengers being mean. Passengers were mean during the mask mandates. Anybody who's a flight attendant had probably thought about quitting every single shift when they had to go at it with somebody over wearing a mask who wasn't breathing. I told you, I had to fly to New York. This was last year during the mask mandate, and I couldn't breathe with the mask. I was shocked that I had that much trouble breathing with it on. Now, I have good lungs. I don't smoke or anything. But the partial pressure of oxygen drop was enough for me to be uncomfortable. And I saw other people around me were uncomfortable too. So it might have been something going on with the plane. Yet they kept yelling at us to keep our masks on. So I kept ordering drinks and asking for more water. So every time they came by, it looked like I was drinking. Because the only way to remove the mask to breathe is if it looked like you were eating. That's horrible. It's not the flight attendant's fault. That airline was being threatened to being shut down if they didn't have the mask mandate. It was horrible. Well, many travelers are ticked off, not because they don't have their luggage and their baggage, but they're ticked off because they were threatened with arrest. New York Times said a police officer at Nashville International Airport told travelers whose Southwest flights have been canceled that they would be arrested for trespassing if they did not leave a secure area. Now, some families were really ticked off about this and said, look, it's not our fault. We're just waiting. And mind you, I've done that where I'm waiting for the flight and I'm in line and I don't want to leave because I figure if the flight's going to go, I want to keep my place in line. I worked hard to get to the front of the line. So when my flight was delayed about an hour or two, I actually stood. And they said, all of you, do you want to just go and sit down? And I was like, no, because I'll lose my place. I want to get on the plane, you know, and have the room for my bag. And especially with Southwest. With Southwest, Southwest, they give you your seat number. So not the seat number, but when you could board. So you could sit down whenever. But anyway, apparently cops were trying to protect the crew and keep things civil. So some passengers felt threatened. And I get it. It was a mess. I feel bad for everybody who had to work, everybody who had to, you know, be there. And it's it wasn't an easy time. But if you are traveling, keep in mind prices are going to go up. If flights got canceled, these airlines are going to want to make the money up. So just something to kind of keep in mind. Big shout out to this Buffalo man who is being called the Merry Christmas Jay. He rescued 24 people, we're being told, from the, quote, blizzard of the century. And he saved 24 people. This is amazing. As you know, the storm dumped about 50.3 inches of snow. He's 27 years old, and they said, according to this is reported by Mail Online, he was going to die entombed in his car when he had been forced to sleep with two strangers after his truck got stuck in the snowstorm. After a series of rejections to seek shelter, he returned to his truck, which had ran out of gas, and then identified others who were stranded, broke into a nearby school, and then he got people to safety, senior citizens, and they all waited in the school and waited out the storm, and he went and got people to get into the school and find safety. He said, I walked to the houses to see if I could find shelter. Any house that had lights on, I had $500 that I was offering to sleep on the floor. It's the only time in my life I actually thought I was going to die. It was around 6 a.m. on Christmas Eve. His truck ran out of gas, and so the group had no other choice but to break into the Pine Hill Primary Center. There was a school that was 600-700 feet away from us. The power they knew would be on. There would be heat. Hey, smart move. You do what you do to survive. But also interesting, you know, going up to a person's home saying, can I stay with you? After what happened with the Idaho college student murders, everybody's on edge. Not a lot of people would open their home to a stranger. That's frightening stuff. So those who did, God bless them for doing that and helping people out. But those who didn't, I understand how scared people are right now, especially with the looting and a lot of the crime that happened following the storm. So the group did respectfully set up what they needed in the main area of the cafeteria. They did eat. They left notes like, thank you, and I'm sorry we had to do this. And that was pretty, pretty cool. He said, to whom it may concern, I am terribly sorry about breaking into the school. And he goes in and he talks about how he was trying to help strangers so they wouldn't die. So good for him. I mean, it took some cojones and he saved some lives. 40 deaths in western New York, most of them in Buffalo. It was a bad, bad, bad storm. A lot of people coming home from work, trying to get to their family for the holidays. National Guard has been going door-to-door to check on people who lost power, making sure there's nobody else that's stuck in their house. So hopefully we have a better week ahead. Hopefully we have a better year ahead. 2022 was rough. Whew, pray for a better 2023. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.